Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, A Room for the Night, was written by Robert Senadella and is presented in observance of Brotherhood Week. My name's Joe. First time I ever see this town, this Ahrensburg, I come walking in over the highway, my shoes all dusty, my legs heavy like they didn't belong to me, but just moved by themselves. My head was swimming, my eyes was half shut. What I mean is, I'd been walking on the hot concrete in the sun in June. All right, so I come to Ahrensburg, and from the distance looking down on it, she looked like a nice little town, all clean and neat. But for a guy like me, nice little towns can turn out to be the worst kind. So I just let them heavy legs that used to be mine keep going toward the town. But I didn't have no hope in my heart. That's the way I came to Ahrensburg, with no hope in my heart. All right. So I walked a while in the streets of this Ahrensburg, and I looked careful at the folks that passed by me in the street and tried to figure what they might be like. Because a guy like me, even when all I want is a room for the night, I've got to case things like I was a burglar or something. Well, that's because I'm colored, and some places, some people... Well, anyway, the folks look like nice folks in Ahrensburg. Some of them avoided my eyes, and some didn't. Just about like any other place. So, okay, nothing ventured, nothing gained. I went into a little candy and tobacco store. Maybe here I'd find out what it would be like.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Anything I can do for you?
A pack of cigarettes, please. That kind of...
Right.
Yeah, thank you.
New around here, aren't you?
Yes, I'm just passing through.
I see. Come a long way?
From Cleveland. Guess I've come far enough today.
I see.
You know where a guy could put up tonight?
I may know. I'm not sure.
Well, I wouldn't ask, except I've been on the road for 2 days.
Oh?
Slept out under a tree last night.
Oh?
I don't usually look like this. It might rain tonight. Anyway, I need a bed. I need a bed bad.
Sure you do. Town's a little crowded right now, though.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, thank you, mister.
Hey. Hey, wait a minute. I said the town is crowded. Well, that's the truth.
I know, sir. Thank you, sir.
I'd have said that to a white man.
You mean it's really crowded?
That's right.
Oh, I see. Well, it amounts to the same thing, but I feel better about it this way.
Maybe a room in town.
You know where?
Maybe, but first... Look, sit down there, will you? Mm-hmm. You're all in. I just want to tell you what you're up against.
Mister, I'm past 30. I know what I'm up against.
No, you don't. Not in Ahrensburg. What's this town look like to you?
Looks nice.
Uh-huh. Well, it is nice. Nice town. I've knocked around the country here and there, and I could have settled somewhere else. But I picked Ahrensburg. So, it's nice. But now, it's going in for being nice. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, Ahrensburg got a program now. It's a good program. I don't say anything against it. I'm in favor of it. It's a program to make the town nicer. A program to make the world nicer. Now, how does that sound to you?
Well, I don't know what the program is, but anything's going to make the world nicer, I'm for it.
That's right. Me too. The only thing is, What's your name?
Joe.
Mine's Sam.
Well, pleased to meet you, Sam.
The only thing is, Joe, a nice town is just a nice town. But a town with a program, that's nice self-consciously. See what I mean?
You mean like charity?
I mean like most charity, that's right.
Look, I don't care what reason people got for renting me a bed, just so they rent it to me.
If there's anything I like, it's a realist. I agree with you. Now, we've got a very simple problem here. Man's tired, he comes to town, he wants a bed. He can pay for it?
I can pay.
Okay, what's simpler? He ought to get his bed, huh? Of course, the town's full up with people because we've got this program here. The program's year-round, you understand. But this is the big yearly do this week.
What is this program?
It's Brotherhood. Now, there's a minister in this town, a fine man named Shannon, Lutheran. He got upset a year or so back about how people all over the world were wasting their time beating each other over the head, you know.
Well, I've had some experience along that line.
Yeah, me too. People from one religion not liking people from another. People of one color thinking they can lord it over people of another color. Tyrants lording it over everybody regardless of race, color, or creed. Prejudice, bias, narrowness. Now, this minister, this Shannon, thought something ought to be done about it.
So do I.
All right. So he did something. He said, look, Aaronsburg, PA is a town full of Lutherans and Quakers and such like that was founded by a Jewish fellow so that if there's any town where brotherhood ought to work, this is the town.
Jewish fella founded this place?
That's right. Aaron Levy. Way back around 1780-something. We got a street named after his wife, Rachel's wife.
Pretty name.
All right, now that's neither here nor yonder. The Reverend Shannon said, let's make brotherhood real in Aaronsburg. He said, let's have a big yearly meeting and get the most eminent people here and have conferences. And see what we can do about making people like each other better. You understand, I'm using very little words because I don't believe in using big ones.
But it's a big idea.
Ah, you're right.
Only thing, all these eminent people you talk about, I think just plain ordinary people ought to be brought into a thing like this.
Well, so did the Reverend Shannon. So he fixed it that all the important guys that come here every year don't just meet with each other. They meet with shopkeepers, working men, and like that.
Good. Good, because brotherhood don't work unless the people want it to.
Uh-huh, that's right. And that's what you're up against.
What's what I'm up against?
You're up against, do people want it to work? Now, take this woman I'm going to send you to. Sadie Robbins, her name is. Mm-hmm. She rents rooms. She's all for the program, and she works for it, too. Brother, she works for it. She's on some committee or something. But I'm afraid she's prejudiced.
You sure?
Well, I'm sure she was prejudiced a few years back. Haven't had anything to do with her since I found that out.
I see.
I know a few years back she wouldn't have rented a room to you. Now? Well, now you're going to find out.
Sadie Robbins.
Sadie Robbins. Here. Hey, I'll write it down. Sadie Robbins. And here's the address.
Will I say you sent me?
Wouldn't make any difference.
You think she's going to turn me down?
I can't lie to you.
It's the only place in town?
The only one where there's likely to be a vacant room tonight.
Well, if she believes in the program...
That's right. If she believes in the program.
I'm Sadie Robbins' husband, Henry. Now, Sadie doesn't really have to run the boarding house because I make enough selling cars so we could get along. But Sadie's got energy, and that's what you've got to understand about Sadie, her energy. She spends that energy pretty freely, too. One time, she used it all up thinking unhappy thoughts about people with different skins or religion or politics. Said she hated them, but I think it was just that she needed to use her energy, and such people were handy to use it on. Now she's all full of the town's program for brotherhood, and up to the night that colored guy came to the door, I don't think she ever saw the difference between the new passion and the old one. But give her credit. That was a tough night all around. It started with a phone call.
Hello? Oh, yes. Yes? Well, we do have a room. We have two rooms, but one of them is expensive. The other one is just a little tiny... What? Oh, well, that's different. Yes, it's a nice big room with a fireplace, and the bed is very comfortable. I hope I'll have time to fix it up. Well, that may be enough time. All right. Goodbye. Henry. There you are. Henry, we've got to get the big room ready.
Who's coming?
That man from the United Nations.
Oh, you mean the one
the
that...
The one that was going to be guest of honor and then couldn't make it. The last minute he says he's coming and we're going to have him here.
Sadie, here it is. Sit down,
with all there is to do.
Well, now take it easy.
We've got to change the bedding. Oh, there's that bulb missing in the
lamp. Stop worrying.
That spot on the wallpaper and the extra towel.
Sadie.
He's very important. How do we talk to... Oh, you answer the door, will you? I'll go up and just get started.
Hello.
Hello. Mrs. Robbins here?
Busy right this minute. I'm her husband. Can I help you?
I hear she's got rooms to rent.
Oh, well, come in, huh?
Thanks.
Right in the parlor here. Oh. Sit down. Well,
thank you. Can you rent me a room?
That's my wife's department.
Oh.
And she's busy this minute. You might have to wait 10 minutes or so. You're a stranger here.
No, that's right. I'm on the road. Can't get any farther tonight. Can you tell me, mister, do you think she has a room?
I think she has.
Good.
You're lucky, because the town's pretty crowded.
Yeah, so I hear.
You wait right here, and I'll tell her.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
This room isn't as bad as I thought it was. I changed the bedding, and the bulb wasn't gone after all. Now, after I backed...
Sadie.
Hmm?
There's a man downstairs.
Oh, wants a room?
That's right.
Well, did you tell him the only one we've got is that little tiny?
I know, but I don't think he'll mind.
What's he look like?
He's good looking. Early 30s.
Here, help me move this chair. By the window, I think. Yeah. Well, does he look respectable?
He does to me.
It's a nuisance.
Why?
Well, that man from the UN will be here any minute.
Well, you can keep this fella downstairs waiting a little while. That is, if the UN guy is actually coming right away.
He is all right. It was Dora Chasen on the phone. She's in charge of arrangements, and she's having a chauffeur bring him here.
All right. Now, this room okay?
Yes. Now, I wish that man downstairs would go away. This is one time I don't want to rent a room.
Now, Sadie, you're a rooming housekeeper.
I know.
And you've got to take people in. It's not just a matter of making money. There's some responsibility attached to it, too.
Our responsibility is to make sure this UN man is comfortable.
Now, what's that got to do with it?
Well, the little room is right next to this one. Suppose this man downstairs is noisy or drinks or something.
He looks like a nice, quiet guy to me.
Well, I...
Now, look, Sadie. This is a time when you've got to decide. You're all tangled up in this Reverend Shannon's program, and frankly, I'm not sure what that's all about.
It's about brotherhood.
All right. If that means anything, it means acting decent toward people.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to act decent toward this UN man.
All people. People like the guy downstairs.
I haven't said I won't give the man a room.
Good.
But I hope he's all right, that's all.
Well, isn't the idea of the celebration this town is so hipped on that a man is a good man until he's proven bad?
Well, that's not the way I'd put it, but... Oh, all right, I suppose you're right. I'll give him the room.
Good, say. Good.
I'm Sadie Robbins, and the biggest trial of my life in some ways is my husband. Oh, I've got nothing against Henry, but he's all the time trying to make a point or something. He won't see there's problems go with running a rooming house. He just won't see that even though a rooming housekeeper has got no right to turn anyone away, all the same, you can't let just every riffraff use the beds in your house, can you? Henry sees things only one way, and the worst part of it is, he's always trying some trick on me, like that night the colored man came. Imagine not telling me he was colored. I like to die when I went into the parlor downstairs.
Well, how do you do, ma'am? Are you Mrs. Robbins?
Yes, I am.
Well, your husband told you about me?
He told me you were here.
And wanted a room.
Yes, I... I have to think because the rooms aren't quite... Well, most of them are occupied, but... Would you excuse me a minute? I've got to say...
Certainly, ma'am. Certainly.
Henry.
Huh?
This is too much, Henry. Why didn't you tell me he was colored?
Well, isn't he nice looking? Isn't he soft-spoken?
He's colored.
You got one other thing against him?
Why should I have?
Well, if you're going to turn him away, you've got to have something better than that to go on.
Henry.
Unless, of course, you... don't believe in the Ahrensburg program.
Henry, you didn't give me a chance to think of what I would do or how I would talk to him.
Well, I told you he was a nice-looking, quiet guy in his early 30s and he wanted a room.
But you didn't tell me that...
That he was colored? No, I didn't. Now, you either believe in the Ahrensburg plan or you don't.
What's the Ahrensburg plan got to do with running a boarding house?
Plenty.
Not a thing.
The Ahrensburg idea is the idea of brotherhood. Now, you run a boarding house. There's a man who needs a room. Does the Reverend Shannon say you ought to consider what color he is?
The Ahrensburg plan.
Says what?
Oh, that's not the point.
Meaning it's exactly the point.
All right. But the Reverend Shannon doesn't run a boarding house.
You don't know what to do you, Sadie? I don't think there's any problem, personally, but you're right about the fact that you're the one who runs the boarding house, so think. Take time to think. Make your decision. The guy in the parlor will wait... This is the only room he can get in town, and I think he knows it. You wait. You think.
At the UN headquarters in New York, my superior asked me if I could take his place at a conference in Ahrensburg, Pennsylvania. My superior felt sorrow at not going himself, but a commission was returning from the Near East, and it was necessary that my superior confer with the members of that commission. That is the reason was I who came to Ahrensburg. And when I arrived, it developed that I had not been expected. A telegram had miscarried. But Mrs. Chasen, to whose house I went, was very kind, and she immediately... arranged for me to stay at the rooming house of a Mrs. Robbins. I was present when she telephoned about the room, and it is probably only the fact of my presence that prevented her from saying that I belong to the Negro race. She found a chauffeur to drive me to the rooming house. He helped me to the porch with my luggage, and then I dismissed him and rang the doorbell.
Yes?
How do you do? I'm from the UN.
Oh.
Mrs. Chasen directed me here.
Yes. Well, come in, won't you?
I have some luggage here.
Excuse me, sir. I'll take that.
Oh, thank you.
My name is Henry Robbins, and this is Mrs. Robbins.
I'm happy to know you both.
And we're honored to have you.
Yes, indeed. Let me show you to your room.
Very comfortable.
I'll put your bags here.
Now, if there's anything you want, you just let us know.
Well, there is nothing I can think of at this moment, except to say that I understand that you, Mrs. Robbins, are associated with the Ahrensburg program.
Yes.
And I feel I should express my gratitude to you.
Your gratitude?
You do not know what I mean?
No.
I think I do.
I'm glad it is difficult to... express, but the truth is that the people of my country and the members of my race must surely become beneficiaries of any such program as yours.
I see.
I do not mean that it is for us that you have this program. The splendid feature of it is that you do it not for us, but for yourselves.
That's too deep for me.
Well, not for me. The Ahrensburg program, Sadie, may help some other people, but it helps us more because... It takes the hate and the bitterness out of our hearts. Isn't that what you meant, sir?
That is what I meant.
I never thought of it that way. I think I went into it like it was charity. You know.
Well, it is charity to yourself.
Well, there are towns where it would not be easy for me to eat in a restaurant or to get a room for the night. Ahrensburg is surely not one of them.
Well, we hope you'll be very comfortable here, sir.
I'm certain of it. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, seems a fine man.
You would think so.
Don't you?
I don't say I don't.
He made you think?
I'm sick of people who try to make me think.
While I, on the other hand, am very happily married.
Oh, you.
I'll go pick up some food in the kitchen. You ready to see that man who wants a room yet?
Never mind.
I'll be in the kitchen.
Oh, dear.
I was just leaving, Mrs. Robbins.
You were leaving?
Yes, I think there's another place I can go to. I don't want to be of any trouble.
Well, I've been busy.
I understand, ma'am.
Please, don't say it that way. Don't look at me that way.
Well, ma'am, I'm very sorry. I didn't know I
You
was...
think I don't want to give you a room.
Well, I didn't say that.
But you thought it. And it's not true.
You have a room for me?
Yes, I have a room. I don't know your name.
Joe Haskell.
Well, Mr. Haskell, this town is different. You can get a room in this town any time. Anybody can. Any decent person. And you look like a decent person. Well,
thank you, Mrs. Robbins.
It's all right. Do you want to come up now and see your room? Small. I warn you, it's small.
I know I'm going to like it very much, Mrs. Robbins.
This is Sam again, the candy and tobacco store fellow. Some days I open the store with nothing in my mind but how I wish I was back in bed. And some other days I'm wearier than that. This was one of the days I was at my weariest. I'd forgotten all about the colored fellow that came in the night before. It was the same old weary world. I opened up the store and I waited for business. And I didn't care whether I got any. Then he came in again.
Hello.
What can I do for... Oh, it's you. How are you, Joe?
Fine, fine. Smokes, huh? Yeah, that brand.
There you are.
Yeah, thanks.
Where'd you sleep last night, Joe?
At Mrs. Robbins.
No kidding.
No kidding.
I was wrong about her.
You sure were. Suited me you were wrong, too.
She's okay, huh?
Well, ask me where I had breakfast, Sam.
She doesn't serve meals, just rents rooms.
I had breakfast with her and her husband.
No kidding. He's a nice guy, that Henry.
Yeah. There was one other fella had breakfast with us, too.
That's so? Who?
Somebody big in the UN. We all ate in the kitchen. You know, like a family.
I'll be darned.
The UN man and Mrs. Robbins, they did a lot of talking about the Ahrensburg program. You know, that's some program.
I guess it is.
Well, I guess I'll be moseying along now.
Good luck, Joe.
Thanks. Might see you again sometime, Sam. Might come back to this town.
Hope you do, Joe.
I might. I like it here. Yes, I might come back at that. I could always get a room at Mrs. Robbins. Well, so long now.
It wasn't my weariest day anymore. I found I was smiling as I looked out the window and watched Joe square his shoulders and make for the open road. It wasn't easy to explain to myself about Mrs. Robbins. I tried to figure it all morning while I rearranged my stock and made things look better in the store for a change. And then I figured maybe every time a man tries to do something good, even if his motive is bad, he improves himself. You start a program like the Ahrensburg program, and pretty soon it's easy as breathing to live up to it. That's all. Except the day started off with me weary, and it ended with me energetic.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting the Honorable John S. Fine, speaking from the Governor's office in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Governor Fine.
The Ahrensburg story is an enduring chapter of civic inspiration for all Americans. This is a simple tale, relating the triumphs of human decency as might happen today in your own hometown. Aaron Levy was a quiet man of spontaneous deeds of brotherhood towards his neighbors in a little frontier settlement during the days when the nation was yet young. His life reflects the strength and durability of a freedom achieved through a unity in diversity. We are proud of this fellow American who fulfilled the obligation of the law of Moses toward his fellow Americans who professed and practiced the faith of Jesus Christ. He knew that brotherhood begins in one's own backyard, in one's own community. He knew the basis of a working democracy was daily respect for our fellow human beings in hard-earned deeds instead of glibly spoken words. May this program today, broadcast during Brotherhood Week, inspire each American with an abiding spirit of brotherhood toward all of our fellow citizens who have sprung from many lands and many races and who worship God in the temples of their own conviction and conscience. By the conquest of community isolation, by overcoming our own ignorance about other people, which breeds the festers of bias and bigotry within us, we work to narrow the gap between the professions and the practices of the American way. Only peace in the hearts of men everywhere will mold the long-sought universal peace among nations.
Thank you, Governor Fine. Our eternal light drama today, A Room for the Night, was written by Robert Sennadella and presented as part of the National Observance of Brotherhood Week. Featured in the cast were Maurice Ellis as Joe, Agnes Young as Sadie, John McGovern as Henry, and Joseph DeSantis as Sam, and Roger DeCoven as the United Nations delegate. Cantor Robert H. Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. The music was written by Morris Mamarski and conducted by Milton Katims. This has been an NBC Radio Network production under the direction of Edward King. Harry Fleetwood speaking. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.